Fuck yeah, we are.
Hell to the yes, yeah.
And then I think after that, we're going to do the P word.
We just did the P word.
Well, I mean, not the sexual P word, but the other P word.
Sexual P word.
Sexual.
See, this is why you can't fucking refer to words by a letter. That's the thing. You got to.
You started it.
You got to choose wisely. Well, I mean, P word can be. You started. You said it. You said I can only say it at the beginning or the end, and not in the middle.
That's right.
So, like, no peanut butter.
No peanut butter.
No peanut butter parfait. No.
Ooh, I like this. Everybody likes parfait.
No pudding.
No pudding.
No pudding. None of that.
No pudding pops.
None of that. You know what?
A jello pudding pop.
No, I can't say it. I was about to say, I wonder if Bill Cosby actually maybe like dosed up his pudding pops a little bit.
You but my beloved woman.
I think that was too much work.
I put the Novocaine in the pudding pops. Not Novocaine. That doesn't do shit.
Yeah.
Rohypnol. Now that's what does it. You know what? Let's do this and stop talking about P words.
All right.
All right, yeah. Cheers, fellas.
Cheers.
Cheers, Clinky, and begin.
Warning. This show has been found to be extremely off-putting, irresponsible, and exhausting. Listener discretion is advised. Delish. That's good stuff. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. So,
Ooh, yeah. Now I'm fucking good to go. Welcome back, everyone, to the Metal Nerdery Podcast with the most delicious anesthesia this side of the Pecos.
Yes, sir.
We got Captain Billiam over there.
That's me.
Arr. We got Admiral Russell over here.
Hey, hey.
And we got Private Scruffles over here, the Wheeler. Not a private.
Say it.
I'm at least like a second lieutenant.
That's a P word, so you can't. I can't be.
Fuck. Oh, corporal.
There we go. Corporal.
It's corporal word. Like
corporral numb nuts over here on the microphone.
Corporal numb nuts. Well, see, that's an M word, so you can't see. That's the thing. You take one word. One word gets the letter, and that's it. Yeah. So right. Who's the X word? How about that?
Xavier.
See, that's the thing. That's so predictable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Z-Rox. Xavier's like the only one. See, I think Zan.
Zan.
Like Xanadu?
Yeah.
Or Zan Axe, which is my favorite Zan.
Yeah, I already cracked mine. You can't okay. Photograph. Yeah. Okay.
Did you find the ABV? Sorry. We're doing this episode's beer of the episode.
All right.
And by the way, this episode's Clinky the episode. That was the espresso.
Espresso. Yes.
Whew, that's good stuff, man.
That's good stuff.
This is from Goat Island Brewing out of Alabama.
It looks very British.
Yeah, well, it's called English Style British Ale, ESB.
Oh. Are we doing an English band then?
Doesn't matter. Yeah, no, I think Brazil.
Tigers of Poontang. Oh, sorry, that's a P word. Sorry.
Pantang. It's Pantang.
Seriously.
They don't give us ABV on this.
Fucking what the hell? I thought by law they had to provide
I don't
that.
Think so. I don't
really?
Think they, I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know.
I thought they did.
Maybe they do. But
born,
they didn't.
Born on December the 1st, 2023.
Mm. So we're drinking a 3-month-old beer.
Or unless they're like the British bastards where they do the day first and then the month and then the year. In that case, it's January 12th, 2023.
Okay. Well,
but it was made in Alabama, so they do it the right way.
Yeah, they do it the right way. So anyway, give her a crack. I like it. I just took a sip. It tastes like your...
Does it taste high gravity? Look at that. Yeah. Oh, my God. Look at that.
It tastes like a British style, like
come
a bass.
Everywhere.
Kind of like a bassish type of... harp type UK beer.
That's good. Pretty easy drinking.
Yeah.
It's got day drinking vibes to it.
Yeah. So not going to talk too much about it. There's nothing special. It's got the old Union Jack as the album cover.
It's pretty P. It means pleasant, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it says, life's too short to drink bad beer.
That's pretty damn funny. I see what they did there.
Yeah. With the extra A's in the in between the B and the D there.
You ever notice in a weird way that Zach Wilde kind of sounds a little bit like PETA?
I've never noticed that.
You've never noticed that?
No, is he from Boston?
No, but sometimes he's from Jersey, which is kind of close, I guess.
No.
I just heard him on an interview with whoever that does the Aussie stuff on XM.
On the Boneyard, or Ozzy's Boneyard thing? Yeah.
Boneyard.
Starts with an S.
Oh.
It's the S word.
Oh, not Jose.
Steve. Steester.
No clue.
Steester. Steester. Steester.
Stagel. Stugan. Stegenbergen. Stugan.
It's Stuart Steven Slavenflugen Flugen. He's from Sweden.
Samsonite.
You're way off. Fucking A.
If you want to skip the nonsense and go straight to the meat of the episode, check the show notes for the hashtag docket or skip to around the 20-minute mark.
Do we have any correspondences and such over there, Billion?
I think we have a voicemail.
Oh. Excellent. Well, if you want to leave us correspondence other than voicemail, you can email us at metalnerdery@gmail.com. You can hit us up on the socials, Metal Nerdery Podcast at Instafuck, Instatits, Facefuck, YouBoobs, MyVase. Just kidding, we don't have a MySpace page, and we don't have a TikTok page either. Or if you want to leave us a voicemail, which you should most definitely do, you can give us a call at 980-666-8182. That's pretty good. Dude, that's awesome.
Who are you? What up, Joe? Metal Nerdery Gigolos. I gotta say congratulations, man. You guys popped your cherry. Wow, you guys got a female email. That is awesome. Again, congratulations. But please, don't get too woke on us, because we like cocktails and fat-ass jokes, P-H-A-T.
No woke.
Anyways, that was good to hear. You guys are gaining viewers, catching up to Rogan. All right. Yeah, but the reason I called, you guys have probably seen that TV show, Stranger Things.
Yes.
You know, of course, they use Metallica's Master of Puppets in it.
Yes,
but in my opinion, they should have used Creeping Death.
Probably.
That would have been better, you know, thematically and sonically, I think, for the TV show, the latest season. What do you guys think, Stranger Things? Should they have used Creeping Death instead of Master of Puppets? All right, guys, take it easy and keep it thrashing.
Love you, thank Darius. I think they did that because of the timeline, right? Because wasn't it like in 86?
Well, yes.
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 So that would have been way out of time that they used from 84, which is...
I saw somebody like posted this whole fucking thing about how they screwed up though, because they were supposed to be on spring break.
Ooh, and the album hadn't come out yet.
The album hadn't come out
yet. Oh, so in that case, to Darius's point, they could have used Creeping
Death. Creeping Death for time purposes, yeah.
And that, you know what? That might have fucked with people a bit more.
It kind of would have went with that scene, though. Have y'all seen the scene?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool as shit, but the Die by My Hand would have been really fucking cool.
I'm not familiar with the scene, but to his point and to that point, that would have made, it almost might have made more sense to do Creeping Death, because when I got Lightning, I remember this vividly. It was, I think it was eighth grade, so it might have been 86 for me. And when I got it, I remember it was right around, like, remember back in school they used to do early release days?
Yes.
Which are awesome.
Yeah, they were.
Because my mom's still at work, like, struggling to feed us and clothe us and protect us from the elements.
Quicker to get to the drugs.
Yeah, we could go home and I could jerk off and do drugs. I mean, like, when it still was new and it mattered, you know. Like, it was fun. You know, I was trying to find my inner peak
potential. My dick still worked.
Yeah. Oh, dude, my dick worked like a, I mean, it was.
Wind blows. Whoop.
I'm telling you, if I had that kind of power, if I had that kind of power now, it'd be unbelievable. But to his point, it would have fit, because 84, it would have already been out.
Yep.
A couple years, because things moved slower back then. Like,
right.
Because I didn't find out about Metallica until later.
Well, the West Coast stuff didn't get to Atlanta, Georgia. It took a couple years for it to travel across the
Star Court, rather.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
What city is that supposed to be in?
Oh, Stranger it's supposed Things? To be in Ohio or some shit like that. Midwest, maybe.
Okay.
I don't fucking know.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
The Midwest.
It's not supposed to be in Georgia, but that's where it's filmed.
Yeah.
I can see, well, you can tell by the houses and the trees and everything. It just looks like Georgia.
Yeah. The one I watched the first season of Stranger Things, and I think maybe it was the second one. I don't know which one it was. I think it might have been the second one or the first one.
It's a good show.
But it totally had like that retro, like it felt like, you know, when you watch older shit and it's like that feels like 1985 or whatever. It felt like
that's what I like about Stranger Things is that they don't modernize it. It's when you're watching it, it feels like you're watching a show or a movie from that time period. Yeah. But they've made all these movies recently, a lot of horror movies that are supposed to take place in the 80s or 90s, and they talk like they talk now. You know what I mean? Like the teenagers are all fucking woke and like
well, that's kind of
my guy. They say shit that people say
I
now.
I hate that. By the way,
it just doesn't
work. Can we just talk about how fucking stupid that is?
My guy?
I fucking don't like.
I don't even know it.
My guy is a new thing, like a bruh. Like my guy. I don't know. It kind of gets.
But it just sounds dumb.
Yeah. But it could be used like my guy, like you're a dick, or it could be like you're my guy, you're my buddy, and it's
my guy.
It's something that you're I'd say 16 to 20 something say.
It sounds very G word to me.
Okay. Yeah.
To me, it sounds very G word.
My guy. But it's in movie. Well, they even do it in that. You know, in my show, Shorzy, you get a lot of my guy and Shorzy.
Well, isn't that kind of considered anachronistic when it's like they're using stuff that's out of time? But Shorzy,
they
kind of
do it funny, though, because he'll like, I forget the coach's name, the Indian guy. And I mean, American or else Canadian native.
I was going to say, which Indian bro?
No, Canadian native. I just explained it. You didn't have to fucking do that.
Well, that's the whole clarification. I explained
it before you did that on purpose. So you wouldn't do that. But, you did it anyway.
It's the I word or the NA word. So which one? So, because you know, we can't refer to words anymore. We have to use the letters.
Oh my God!
Like, anyway, if you tell someone being a C, it could be a cunt, cock, it could be a cancer, it could be a.
But they take it a step further on Shorzy, and he'll say something like "my handsome man" or something like that. It's just
who
kind
the
of
fuck
funny.
Says that to anybody?
The dude
ever.
On Shorzy.
But like even the my guy shit. It's like, so what do you say to a lady? Like my girl?
Yeah,
my lady.
Now
really?
All of a sudden we're in fucking Game of Thrones.
So it's my fucking lord, middle my lady. Evil, right. middle yeah. evil times now. Might middle well. Evil. Hey,
middle evil.
That's the era we're in now. It's the new era. Middle evil. Because it's not the Middle Ages and it's not medieval. It's middle evil.
Yeah. I'm getting confused.
We just started watching Will Trent.
Ooh, I hadn't heard of that.
It's two first names, dude. It's like Timothy Thomas or Tom Timothy.
We're watching it on Hulu, but I think it's on ABC. It's but it's filmed here. It's about Atlanta PD and the GBI.
Based on a true story style? No, it's like fictional.
Yeah.
Is it a buddy cop show or
buddy cop?
Yeah, sort of, I guess. But, you know, it's one of those detective.
Yeah, CSI style. Type things.
It's good.
Yeah, I like it. It's fine.
What reminded me of that, it was one, because we were talking about, you know, nostalgic or whatever in Georgia or whatever. So it's all Georgia.
Yeah.
But then there's a character that wants to be called they them.
Oh,
fucking!
What the fuck ever?
I just don't understand.
It's mental issues.
How about the pronouns just be fucking you? How about that? That should be it.
Does it really bother you if somebody says if they call you a she or he? Like, does it really?
I don't understand why it could be so offensive.
But
don't
you know
cut it out. Yeah, I don't need to talk about it. If you cut it out, nobody talks about it. So leave it the fuck in.
I don't understand, though.
Like, we're being forced to
play
pretend.
Everybody's got to be comfortable. Yeah. Everybody's got to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Can't ruffle feathers.
You're one person. You're not multiple.
Here's the way I look at it.
If you want to be he or she, or you want to be it or whatever, that's cool in the gang. I don't care what you are.
Tag your it. Here's the way I look at it. Think about this. When you were a kid, there was something you like metal. Fucking loved Metallica when I was younger.
Right.
And then you got these jock douchebags who are like, Metallica fucking sucks. Whoever likes Metallica is a fucking idiot. Fucking stupid. And then suddenly it's like, you can't say that because I like Metallica. They're awesome. So you can never say that they suck ever again because it hurts my feeling. It's like,
hey, that's me.
Why do you give a shit what anybody else thinks? Why would you ever give a fuck?
It doesn't matter.
And more importantly, you're trying to stand out by being individualistic, by having these pronouns or whatever. But all you're doing is you're inadvertently lumping yourself back into a group of people that are hated. Because they're douchebags about, I got to be called by this pronoun. I'm who cares?
I don't care. It's just.
Here's my thing. I don't care if
we're never going to solve that problem right here in this.
I don't care if you're a they, a them, a them, a zer, a she, a he, or it, whatever.
You cannot force me to play pretend.
I'm not going to do that. But here's the thing. If you make me laugh, if you're a nice person and not a fucking asshole or a C word, that's what matters to me. I could give a fuck about being called whatever.
Somebody said something very profound in one of my.
I like how you just shook your vape.
I'm not going to mention what type of group I go to, but I go to group sessions occasionally.
It's the Ed sessions.
And
they're it. That's what they're called.
Well, no.
IT professionals. Sorry, that's what
I absolutely
what it means,
nothing to do with what I'm saying.
Totally IT. Okay.
I can travel. Yeah. But this guy that we were having a discussion about, you know,
spirited debate.
Not a debate at all. Just what you do to better yourself. And he said, this youngster, by the way, he said that he goes, whatever he does. Now you're going to make fun of this.
Maybe not.
There's room to make fun of. But he says every time he interjects himself into something, his motto is to be a blessing. And what he means by that is just don't be a dick.
Positivity.
Be kind to people. Make people feel better. You know, that's all I care about.
That's basically doing to others in a hashtag. Don't be an asshole.
Now,
that's
I've changed a lot. I have changed over the years. I have grown, Matthew.
Now, to that point.
I had problems.
To that point, though, Russell.
I was an asshole. On purpose.
And I know, and I'm sure you feel this, and I'm sure Billion feels this, and I know y'all feel it in general because you have children. But to your point, what you were just talking about, I feel like as you get older, you just realize that, you know what, I've only got so much energy, and I don't have enough energy to be pissed off about this. I just, it doesn't matter.
I'm just too fucking old.
I'll call you they if you want me to, but if I fuck up and forget and I call you, hey man, or dude, or whatever, don't be a fucking cunt about it.
That's
and
my just, thing. Yeah. Is I don't care. Like you said, I don't care.
That's what you want to be called.
You're nice. Right. It doesn't bother me, but what's odd to me is going out of your way to say, oh, by the way, I want you to refer to me as this, that, or the other.
Well, that's like me saying, I want you to refer to me as Huge Cock Wheeler all the time from now on until the end of time.
It's just like putting the, you know, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me.
Huge Cock Wheeler right here.
That's not, I don't, that's the part that I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, it's the power thing. People feel so powerless now that they feel like, if that's the one place where I can claim power, then I'm going to take it.
Right.
Which is kind of like, dude, you're aiming low. You could go way bigger than that because there's people out there that probably have talents that they could, you know, dominate in art or creativity. Yeah,
yeah. Like you shouldn't be known for that.
For
you
your pronouns.
Right. You should be known for
something you've done or
if you're trying to be known for your pronouns, that's like having a fucking hurdle that's like an inch off the ground. It's like, if you can't clear that, then you don't need to be walking. You need to be in a special chair.
Have you seen Bill Burr's movie that just came out this past year?
The one with the older dads or whatever. I haven't seen it, but I've seen bits of it, and it's hilarious. It's
fucking,
because he's unhinged, man. He's just like, hey, go fuck yourself. I mean, just
totally his kid is going to a private school in like L.A. You know, like the most fucking concentration of that.
Yeah,
and it's fucking great. You got to watch Old Dads.
Yeah.
Is it on streaming yet, or is it still
on Netflix?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's got.
I gotta get a new TV just so I can watch that.
Bobby Cavanaugh, who's a good actor, he's one of the dads in it. And then I can't remember the actor's name. I want to say Bokeem.
Bokeem.
B-O-K-E-E-M. Bokeem.
Sounds like a cool name.
He was in Life, you know, with Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy. Did you ever watch that movie? If you have not seen that movie, you are missing something.
See, I'm always afraid to say no when I hear shit like that because then I'm like, I feel like a douchebag.
Yeah.
C. Thomas Howell. That's a throwback from the fucking
80s.
Bobby
Cavanaugh.
Oh, yeah. That dude. I remember that dude from like.
He's good.
Nurse Jackie.
And then Bokeem. Screw over.
You screw over.
That dude down
there.
He kind of looks like Dave Chappelle.
No, he does. He looks like Dave Chappelle's cousin.
And he kind of talks like him, but he's a great actor and he's hilarious in that fucking movie. It's good. You got to watch.
He looks like he could literally, I mean, I'm not saying that. I mean, he looks like he could beat Dave Chappelle's cousin.
I didn't realize C. Thomas Howell was in it.
That's an 80s name, dude. You haven't heard that name since way back in the day.
He was in Soul Man.
Yeah. That was probably the last movie he made. I bet he got canceled.
What, Outsiders? Outsiders with Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
He was not Punny Boy.
He was Punny Boy, I think. Wasn't he? I don't know.
Golden, John.
Sorry, P Word Boy. That's what you're looking for.
Stay Golden, Punny Boy.
Punny Boy.
Anyhow, all right. God damn, we just wasted some time.
We did, but that's what the reflections are about, dude. We covered a lot of stuff. You know what? I hope this helps some people.
Yeah, it's definitely going to help people, I can tell.
It's not helping anybody.
No.
You know what? It might, though.
How about this? Don't be a cunt.
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
Or the golden rule. That's the new golden rule. Don't be a cunt.
That is a golden rule. But here's the thing. If you're going to identify as something, your pronouns are cunt and cooter. That's it.
No, I just, it doesn't. To me, it doesn't matter.
It's secondary.
I mean? It doesn't matter. I don't care what you call me, so it doesn't matter. I identify as a bald American who's straight. Who has a huge cock.
Your privilege is showing, sir.
Yeah. It shouldn't matter. You're right.
Your privilege is showing.
Who you are as a person is more important than how you identify. Yeah.
That's what matters.
Yeah.
It's like, what if they had a parade for like straight, bald, white men?
They do every day, Matthew. Every day.
Every day, and they're oppressing America.
Fucking devil. You're the devil.
We're the devil. Yeah. That's fine.
Anyway.
Adversary is what we're looking for.
I've always identified as invisible. Invisible. My pronouns are who and where.
Now, wait. Just so we know, because...
Who, where.
Well, I got to look it up, because I feel like I know what a pronoun is just from basic English class, but now I got to look... This is how bad the problem is. I have to look up what the fuck pronoun means.
You need to go back to Mrs. Smith's English class, apparently.
I think I had Miss Morlock.
You didn't have Bonnie Smith?
I might have had her for one point.
She was our...
I had Miss Morlock theater at one point. She was awesome.
Okay, when I was Conrad Birdie in Bye Bye Birdie.
A pronoun is a word that can function by itself as a noun phrase, which discovers a person, place, or thing, and that refers either to the participants in the discourse, e.g. I, you, or to someone or something mentioned elsewhere in the discourse, e.g. she, it, this.
Fuck here.
A third-person pronoun by which an individual wishes to be referred to in order to indicate their gender identity.
You got crickets over there. You got some crickets.
Sorry. Well, now I know. So it. So just be a fucking it. That's it. We're all its.
I can't do it. Damn.
He'll put it in post, dude. It's fine. Right,
cool.
He'll
put it in post.
It's totally fine. All right, we're 21 minutes in, so we're right on time for docket 30.
It is docket 30.
Docket 30.
Now, I didn't own this, so if you guys owned it.
How dare you?
I did.
I was late to the party in the Sepultura camp. Okay, well, we're talking about Arise today.
Yes.
Which is actually their
sophomore.
Technically their third album.
Or is it?
Well, Beneath the Remains broke big, and then Schizophrenia came out before Beneath the Remains, and I think they had a EP before Schizophrenia.
When this album came out, it was one of my favorite albums. Like, it was up there with Master of Puppets and
Let the Record Show. It was also before the Black Album. Okay, so they had Morbid Visions, which I think was an EP. That was a full album. Okay. And then Schizophrenia, then Beneath the Remains, which and then this.
Wow.
So fourth album.
This is their Black
this
album.
This is their And Justice for All.
Or And Justice for All, yeah. Okay.
No, it's their Arise.
Yeah, okay.
Fucking A.
I mean, this if we're talking about identification and stuff, I mean.
This album has one of the most metal moments on it, though. You know, there are certain moments...
In metal.
Yeah. And there's a part of Dead Embryonic Cells that's just one of the most metal moments ever. Right. And we have to hear that part when we get there.
Now, to be fair, I did come in. I did buy the Chaos AD CD. Not AC/DC. Chaos AD CD.
Right.
Here we go. I bought that after the fact. That was like the first one I bought. I had the Schizophrenia tape, but I didn't get Beneath the Remains, I don't think. I might have got it later. I can't remember, but I did not get this. But I remember when this came out, people were starting to really talk about it because they were talking about Beneath the Remains quite a bit.
Yeah.
And then this came out, and it was kind of like the response that Justice had when it came out. It like kind of blew up, and everybody was like, fucking hey, dude, have you heard this? And it's like...
This was... I bought this one on CD. This was after...
Long box?
This was when I had I had a 1970 Chevrolet Surfside.
I remember that damn truck. I like that truck, man.
Great truck.
And I had an Alpine CD player.
I thought that was how you got pussy. I was like, it's the truck. That's how he's doing it. It's the truck and his hair. That's how he gets it.
The truck probably had something to do with it. That was a bad fucking truck. I would give a fucking nut today to have that truck.
If you had that truck totally dimed out like perfection style, it would be worth tons.
When my dad built that truck, it was dimed out. It was beautiful. That fucking, after I drove it for about 4 or 5 years, I did some damage. But when I first got that truck, that's a long story.
I bet that truck smells like pussy. I guarantee you. The inside of it. I bet it does, dude. I'm sorry. Not yours. I'm talking about other
Whoever owns it now.
Yeah, I got you. Whoever owns it now, they're like, oh, you can smell it. It's in the leather and everything.
But I had a kick-ass stereo system in it, and I had when I bought this CD, I just
put
remember,
it in.
Yeah, this was kind of like Injustice for All. It just sounded fucking good in a car stereo.
Wait, up. But this has bass, right?
Yeah, okay. Not quite. I mean, all right, we'll listen to it. Yeah, I mean, there's bass in it, but.
And this is a full 5 months before the Black Album, March 25th, 1991.
This was kind of an introduction, along with Cowboys from Hell. I would say this was a groove. It was a thrash groove album, metal. But there's groove metal all over this fucking album.
Yeah. Well, don't you think Sepultura kind of sort of paved the what or bridged the gap between thrash and death metal a little bit? Because like the whole next wave of thrash was basically death metal.
Yeah.
Like death back in the day, we were thinking, what the fuck kind of thrash is this? It's like, well, we didn't know it was death metal then. We just thought, oh, this is the next wave of thrash. Same with this, I guess.
And you know, another idea that popped in my head years later, thinking back to Nihilist, which was at this in the late 80s, they were the biggest thrash band in Atlanta.
You think they'd have been more in this box?
I think they were definitely in this box. Yeah. And I'm almost wondering if they might have heard Sepultura before the rest of the world did, because some of their stuff was really, really close.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, vocal-wise, riff-wise, it was very similar. Not saying they ripped them off or anything, but could have been influenced by.
Fair enough.
Very strongly.
Yeah.
Because if you listen to, like, once their demos started getting produced better,
did it kind of evolve into that sort of?
It sounded a lot like Sepultura to me.
Well, I was going
to
say Technocracy. It was COC.
What was the goddamn?
Terminus.
Thank you. Yeah. Terminus almost could
this
be.
This is what happens when you get old, kids. I'm going to identify as an old piece of shit with Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Terminus could have been a Sepultura song. I mean,
I've got that. I have that tape somewhere.
Dude, you got to figure out a way to like rip that into digital. I keep looking for that song. Wasn't that the one that had like the super slow, heavy, like with the Chuck Billy kind of.
Yeah.
I keep looking for that. And every time I look for it on YouTube, I never find it. There's some other Nihilist shit that I find, but I can never find that. And every time I look for it, it's just not out there.
They were good, man. I remember we opened for them a lot of times when we were in Decimation. I think they liked for us to open for them because we brought a pretty good crowd. And
y'all brought the coos.
Yeah, the high school coos. Hey, man.
Old enough to drive, man.
Yes, sir. But
old enough to consent. But go play in traffic.
They were a lot of fun to watch live.
I remember they were intense live to watch them. Yeah. Wait, you talking about Sepultura or Nihilist?
Nihilist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, yes, I'm sorry, I'm kind of deviating. We are doing a Sepultura episode, but. My point, I guess, was that now when I listen back to Nihilist, I'm like, wow, they...
You can hear it.
Yeah, they sounded a lot like Sepultura. So, anywho, where are the tentacles going over there?
Tentacles are doing some shit, bro. You don't want to know. Don't ask the questions. Don't ask questions unless you want to know the answer, son.
So I guess this would still be the classic lineup of...
Max.
Yeah. Max, Igor, Andreas, and Paulo.
Wait, it says Paulo's credited but did not perform.
Oh.
So who performed?
Oh! Did not know.
Didn't know.
Probably Max.
Kerry King probably did it. He probably did the bass. Apparently he's a bass player. I didn't even know that, dude.
Well.
Explains a lot, you know? I didn't think about it before, but now that I think about it.
Well, can he play guitar?
Explains a lot.
Then he can play bass.
I don't know. You know what? You know what? Hey, maybe Kerry did all the bass tracks and Tom did all the guitar tracks, but they just switched the credits because they're like, you know what? People can't know.
I read somewhere where Kerry did all the bass tracks on Frizzle Fry, the Primus album.
I don't believe that at all. Dude, if you're going to reach for the stars. Yeah. I feel like that's reaching for like the 1-inch hurdle.
All right. Well, do we want to start this thing off here?
What's the difference between a Zim and a Zer? Hold on, I want to look that up real quick.
Huh?
Isn't that kind of like the whole cisgendered thing? All that shit's confusing to me, man. I just don't understand. All right, let's see. Zim.
That's because you're a boomer, sir.
I'm not a look, goddammit, I'm a fucking Xer. Boomers are my parents, and thankfully they're all dying off in droves, so now the Xers get to be the new old people.
We're going to be the best old people ever.
Dude, we're going to be assholes. These young people have no idea what's coming. It's like we're going to be way... Oh, shit. The meaning of Zim is...
Our grandparents are like, well, I walked uphill in the snow. Oh, yeah? Well, I fucking rode my bike to Gwinnett Place Mall 10 miles just to get a hit of acid.
That's fucking funny.
And to play hide the finger with a...
hide the finger?
In the movie theater.
Wait, with
I'm just with saying, who, that's how with we
who
grew
him
up.
Or him who what? Or them they who him whom
stop
all right
whom them
let's that's go. It
arise
let's go
that's yes right. Sir, see what I did there? I think I remember this now. Creepy intro. How's that for a fucking opener? Bam, 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 bam. I do remember this. Combination of like Metallica and Slayer, sort of. It's and like then, the combination everybody wanted of Metallica and Slayer. Like, it's the perfect recipe.
You had a little bit of Anthrax in there too with that. Yeah.
That sorry. Riff though.
That riff right before it got to that heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
that kind of reminds me of the way that opened though. Kind of almost reminds me of like how Beneath the Remains was. Just like, and go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this next one, I would say I probably.
Is this their Enter Sandman?
Yeah.
Right. No, this is their but master. Like better.
This okay. is their master. Okay. I played this song over and over.
Is this your fave on the album, you think?
It's probably my favorite Sepultura song
ever.
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
Dead Embryonic Cells. This song's fucking killer, dude.
Did you guys see them live back in the day?
Twice back in the 90s. Yeah, I saw him with Max and Igor.
Was it Adam that told us the story about some dude that drove all the way down to, it was like the Second Reich show, I think, where they played like three songs and the power went out. And I think Sepultura was playing. It was like, I only came to hear Dead Embryonic Cells, man. It's like, that's the only song. Or there was some part of the story where somebody had showed up and they only wanted to hear that song. And after that, it's like, nah, I'm good. I'm out.
I saw him up for somebody, but I fucking can't remember who the hell it was.
I don't think I saw Sepultura until we saw Sepultura back in May.
That was the third time.
That might have been the first.
No, that's fourth time. That was because I saw him with Testament a few years back.
Yeah, that's who it was. Testament. Yeah.
I saw him with Testament in 17.
Like back in the day?
No.
Oh no.
Recent.
I saw him in.
I was thinking it was Testament that I saw.
They played with back in the 90s. It might have been because Testament came around so many times.
Well, I remember back in the late 80s and early 90s, I guess Testament toured a lot. Testament did for the 80s what Pantera did in the 90s.
I'm going to take it back. I saw Sepultura once with Max and Igor. And that was, I want to say, it might have been Testament. I can't remember who they were opening for.
Maida.
But then I saw him in 2017 with Testament and what's that three piece I saw? Prong? Yeah.
Dude, we got to, I'm putting that on the list. We got to do a Prong because they just got a new album out that's.
They were great.
Pretty bodacious.
Yeah. They were really good.
Open for Primus.
Prong?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Prong was great, but I'm telling you, when Sepultura came up, it was just like.
They owned the night.
Yeah. Now Testament fucking killed that night, but but Sepultura was really good.
Yeah.
Because that's the first time I've seen Testament in fucking at least 15 years, and they were killer. But yeah, this next song is.
Do you think this would be like if you had to pick a moment in Sepultura history?
It just has like that
top
groove,
five moment.
It's got that groove part in the middle where he hits the fucking China boy, and it just fucking is violent. China boy. It's so violent.
It's a China Zim, dude, or Zer, or both. Dead embryonic cells. So abortion cells, basically.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It's abortion cells.
So politicians, basically.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Here we go.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah! Hey.
Sorry, I couldn't.
Oh, this has that breakdown in the middle, too, right?
Yeah. That's the one I thought about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember now. Chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka. Oh, damn. 1001 albums you must hear before you die. Yeah, that sounds like next wave.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah. That's definitely got groove vibes to it. That riff is killer though. The
kind of Slayer. Kind of Slayer-esque. Almost like Rain of Blood a little bit. Yeah.
That's Metallica.
Yeah.
The harmony.
Yeah.
I think they were like the perfect, even though they may not have intended to do this, and I'm not trying to take away from their identity as a band, but I think Sepultura almost has that nice blend of like the best elements of Slayer and the best elements of Metallica.
A little bit.
In terms of like the riffs and the speed and even like the harmonies and stuff.
The production.
Yeah, it's just kind of got the best, you know, they're still their own little letter. They're still their own little pronoun. But I mean, they do have the, but I mean, they got like the nice, episode. The blends. Yeah, it's the P word, bro, P word. But they do have like a nice blend, don't you think? Kind of both definitely. A little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
But other than vocals that, they're pretty unique in terms of nobody really sounds like Sepultura.
No.
But in that regard, those are the two ways where they sound.
Now, the rest of the album is great. I'm going to enjoy it. But I would play that song just like
over and over.
I mean, in my car. Repeat.
You know what, though? I think every band... For every metal fan or any music fan, there's one song that you could always like. No Quarter, that's the song I could.
Yeah.
If we ever do a song remains the same,
and we will eventually.
And I love that album. That's the song I can listen to it over and over and over and over. Never get sick of it. Yeah. Battery, same way. I can listen
you
to
know
it
what
over
we
and
ought
over
to
and
do?
Over and over and over.
We ought to make the ultimate Zeppelin metal album. Like go through their catalog.
Like find the songs that would and translate. Find,
yeah, just put together all the songs that would be considered a metal album.
Okay,
that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah,
you know, you got your Immigrant Song would have to be on there. Oh, maybe sure. maybe sure. Communication Breakdown is pretty close.
Days of Confused for sure.
And
it's like doom style.
But yeah, definitely No Quarter. Yeah, yeah. That'd be fun. Let's do that.
But
the most we'll make.
Or even on top of that, just do like a whole episode of like the one song per album. This like your. The bone moment.
Yeah. Or
bone
we could
Chronicles.
Making the ultimate metal album start with Zeppelin.
The ultimate metal bone.
Bands that are kind of like on the fringe.
Okay. It's so like building the perfect Zeppelin album.
Metal Zeppelin
album. Okay. Yeah. So it'd be the building the perfect series.
Because you could make the building the perfect.
We already
folk
did like
Led Zeppelin album.
Well, we've already got the building the perfect load. So it'll be building the perfect metal Led Zeppelin album.
Yeah.
Or lead metal Zeppelin.
Is that
the Zim Zeppelin album?
I gotta piss.
You're gonna go piss because we've already played Dinner Muronic Sales. I don't care about anything else. All right, Desperate Cry. It's a desperate cry for help from his bladder. Every song's got like a fucking intro. Have you noticed that?
So far?
It says like creepy Tales from the Dark Side keyboard
Tales
vibes.
From the Dark Side.
Yeah. Song in the album. Oh. I dig their speedy riffs.
Mm-hmm. It's just tight as shit.
You just fast forward a little bit.
Okay.
Sounds like a different song. Almost. Completely different song.
Yeah. It's a desperate cry.
It's a desperate cry for a riff change. I like how they do their like fast, riffy, thrashy stuff.
Yeah.
It just, it's so in the pocket for them. It just kind of fits their own lane, you know?
Super tight.
It's just fast, balls out, and just go.
And yeah. And it still always has a groove to it.
Yeah. You know? But their but their fast, thrashy, faster stuff is not like anybody else.
Yeah.
Which, you know, everybody's like, oh, it all sounds the same, man. It's not fucking... I'm like, no, it does not sound the same.
Sepultura.
If you were to play me 20 seconds of a fast Metallica song, a fast Slayer song, and a fast Sepultura song, I guarantee you that one, Sepultura, is going to stand out above all of them.
Oh,
three stand out, but it's like I will know. Which. I'll know which one is Sepultura. Yeah.
Now, if you get a, you know, Sacred Reich and Nuclear
Depends
Assault,
on the song,
stuff that I haven't listened to a zillion times.
Well, you might know if you have listened to it a zillion zimzer times, but see what I did there? Yeah, I just had to put it in there. Well, that's why I had to P-word it in there.
Off-putting.
No, off P-wording.
Exhausting.
Offensive. Irresponsible.
Irresponsible.
We didn't put offensive. We haven't gotten an offensive yet. Tell you what, when we get that, we'll update.
We'll add it. Yeah.
The warning. You know what? You know what you should do. You should almost take the audio from the ad with the laughter. Just stick that in the. That would be too much. People would be like, "That's insane." I'm not listening to that.
Oh, and
I don't want to tell you the warning. Job. Yeah. No, it's in the warning part because it is kind of funny with the laughter, but then people wouldn't take it seriously. They'd be like, "Those guys are just fucking stupid." Well, they're all R words, fucking. Idiots.
Moida.
Roadies. Murder. Yeah. I like that riff.
Songs I do. They kind of go.
It's the riff.
Happy.
Kind of happy ish. Yeah.
Which is really cool that they do that because it totally conflicts with the other riffs.
It contrasts nicely. Yeah, it kind of presents like a nice contrast.
They go from really evil or.
And the vocal, too. The vocal's not happy.
Right. Right.
It's very contrast to the vocal. William, did you have a personal favorito on this one that stood out, like for Russell with the Dead Embryonic?
I think from back in the day, the first two. It's been a while since I've listened to this one.
It's been a while.
But from back in the day, it was the first
Definitely two. Definitely those two. Fabulous was kind of like that for me. It's like the first, for whatever reason, The Last Act and then Fabulous. I would always listen to those two. And it wasn't until later that I got into like later part of side one, and then side two was always deep cut territory, but I still dug it. I just didn't gravitate until later. So, and you can tell this is part of the CD era because there's no side one and side two. It's basically track listing. Yep. What are you drinking there, son?
It's one of them Beast Unleashed Monster energy drinks there.
Is that one of them rainbow drinks over there? How does it identify as a beverage?
Yes.
It's actually got, at least it's got the fucking number on there. I don't even know what the fuck this one is, dude. It's just excellent son bitch. That's what ESB stands for.
Excellent son bitch.
Or it's extrasensory bitch. It's like a psychic lady.
We had subtraction now.
Subtraction.
Yields.
Track five.
Caitlin Trans.
Why do you say that?
He's over here. Subtraction. Take away. See what I did there?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh. 91, y'all. I like that.
Same fucking way. Yeah. I mean, you cannot tell a difference.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
They're talking about penises, by the way. Not mine. But.
Song. This is a good one.
Hey, it fits what we're talking about.
His voice is so violent. It's just awesome. It matches their music perfectly.
Oh, yeah. It's the perfect marriage. Once they get on a tangent, they just kind of just keep plowing through.
So who's left? Like when we went and saw Miss Andreas.
Yeah, he's become like the mainstay.
Yeah.
Because I think even Paulo Jr. was still there up until fairly recently. But yeah, I think Andreas is the mainstay. He's the lifer. But I think they're, I don't know if y'all saw it recently. I think they announced they're going to be hanging it up pretty soon. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think I think Quadra was the final. I mean, fucking A, dude. They've been doing
again,
it though. For
they're coming again
40 fucking years.
Yeah, but again, okay, they're hanging it up until they go home and realize that home life sucks.
Well, I mean, to be fair.
I don't think it's home life sucks. I think they just miss it.
Well, you know, it's
after a while, it becomes a part.
Well, it becomes a part of who you are.
And I'm being a smartass when I say that, but I mean, you miss what you've been doing your entire life. You know what I mean? So you think you don't want to do it anymore, and you're tired of doing it. It's time to enjoy life and relax and chill. And then all of a sudden, you start doing that, and you're like, I don't know how to do this.
Well, that becomes such an ingrained part of who you are. It's like you kind of forget that that's what sort of made you who you are. So you got a holy shit. Look at that hair pause. Damn.
That's a good one.
Dude, that's like a whole, like super fucking, look at that. That's unbelievable. That's fucking awesome. That's cool. That's not as good as the fucking dime one, though, where dime looked like Conway Twitty on steroids.
Oh, yeah, that was
great. That shit was fucking crazy. Yeah, I think they've been doing this shit since, I mean, 40 years, man. That's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Like, we've been alive 50 years, which
is a long fucking time.
Enough. I mean, that's long enough by itself, but to be doing music.
Yeah, but
so I'm just first album, you. 86. So they formed probably, what, 84, at least so 40 years ago. 84.
So okay. They hang it up now. I'm telling you, this is another 2024.
Less than a year.
2029, they'll be back on tour.
Dude, 2029 is a meteor heading this way. God, supposedly.
I hope so.
I mean, it's supposedly.
We deserve it.
We totally do.
We do.
We totally do. Be subtracted from the universe. You know what I miss? I miss being in an altered state.
Yes.
Except this state. The state of the Bunker Boon. It's my favorite state.
It's a good state.
It's the best state in the union. It's my totally favorite state.
That's you know what makes this state right really here. Good?
What?
Fucking ribs.
Yeah. Some
corn on the cob.
Dude.
We need a Bunker Boon
barbecue.
We
could be the steak state. Yeah. Steak state.
You know, Seven Swans next week.
Is it?
Yeah, I'll be in motherfucking Mexico.
I don't know if Bob's doing it. I'll have to ask him.
I did this shit on purpose.
Yeah.
I feel like this is what it sounds like when you take ayahuasca, especially with Sepultura in the jungle. I'm guessing. I have no idea. That sounds angry.
Sounds urgent.
Yeah. Siren. I like that kind of simple.
He's using the triggers on that bass drum. The Mars triggers from like one.
A little bit, you know, it's got that sound a little bit, you know. This has a darker sound to it.
This album is.
I'm like, holy shit.
Well, it's because I always listen to the same song over there. Outside buddies. Let's skip ahead a little bit.
They can pack the riffs in, man. Ooh, that's an ugly riff.
Yeah. It's like an offbeat video game.
Yeah. So. Next one's got some Latin in there, which, by the way, Russell, it's not. We don't have to count in
Roman,
but we have to spell in Roman, so it's Latin.
I can't.
You know, it's weird. There's nothing remotely Spanish about that either.
Latin?
No, yeah, I'm not getting any kind of like salsa vibes or combination vibes.
Macarena.
None of that. No queso vibes. I mean, that's just totally like Catholicism stuff. Under siege. What does regnum irae mean? I got to look that up. I know it sounds racist, but I'm sure it's not.
No, it's Satan.
Is it?
Yeah, it's different.
Is it? I don't know. Yeah. Wait, let's see.
The dual substance of Christ.
Kingdom of Wrath.
Oh, those are the lyrics. Those are the
lyrics, yeah. Sorry. So Kingdom of Wrath, which I guess that's supposed to be like what's coming.
Kingdom Come.
Kingdom Come.
Okay, so that's basically the end of time.
Oh, that was that band that sounded like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, no, it's also that era that we're entering that's era. Probably happening era. Like now. Era. Fucking A, the era supermix.
IRA.
Okay.
Fucking.
Do that again. I want,
okay.
Harmonize with myself. I always wanted to do that.
Okay. Soft intro with a loud ass drum snare. Guy told me to mix this drum session when I was doing the fucking Sepultura album. Bob Rock wasn't there. I fucking did it myself. It's got a darker vibe to it.
JCM 800 2204 100 watts coupled with ADA MP1 preamps.
There you go.
That's what you're listening to.
Basically.
Yeah.
Extra crunch.
With Triaxis 500 power amps.
Yep, those are Mesas.
91, huh?
Yeah. It's a weird transition. Excuse me, weird trans. Conferences now. Just put a shitload of reverb on it, make it all backwards where it's all like.
It'd be saying the same thing. Right. And it would mean the same thing.
Right, mean the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. One time I took a chocolate cake and rubbed it on my butthole, and then I
chocolate
talked
starfish.
To my uncle and I forgot that I was out there eating a ham sandwich. Okay, who was that an impression of?
The poltergeist guy?
No, it's totally the other guy. Same guy. It's totally different guy. Same it could guy. Be that guy, but it's a different guy.
The poltergeist guy.
I didn't run against that guy.
That was poltergeist that 2. You're talking about poltergeist. Yeah, poltergeist 2.
Run, you're going to die.
He was creepy.
He was creepy.
Yeah, I didn't like him.
He's still creepy. Yeah. The other poltergeist dude.
Oh.
That looks just like him.
They do look alike.
He doesn't wear a hat, though. It's totally different. He's got better teeth. And he's a lizard.
Come on, man. Yeah. Come on, man.
He's been gone for two weeks.
I'm feisty.
Come on, man. I put on my Ray-Bans, and I look cool.
I want to meet him behind the barn. I don't want to know about that.
He wants some ice cream.
All right. There we go. Meaningless movements. Not bowel movements. Those are meaningful. That's like an anthem vibe to it almost.
Yeah.
kind of sounds similar to Dead Embryonic a little bit.
Yeah. With remorse to a gold fair place. Battle with your mind. Hungry for words of free.
I like when they do the harmonies and stuff. I think it's cool. Yeah, that one's definitely got bass on it, Russell. That's where you're wrong before. It's totally got bass.
It does, but it's not that loud.
Way louder than just Sprawl.
I'm trying to listen to it. He's playing exactly the same thing the guitars are then.
Still louder. It's definitely louder. The bass is louder.
Now we got one more.
Killer Closer, but on the version that I had, this was not the Killer Closer.
Did you have the Japanese version?
Well, there was no, it says Japanese and Brazilian edition had Orgasmatron, but the version I had didn't, it had normal writing and everything on it, so I don't know.
That was the same way.
No, you mean like, what is it, English? Is that the...
is that like the American version of the album.
Normal writing.
Oh, for fuck's sake, you bunch of goddamn sisters.
Well, so, okay, well then what was the closer?
Japanese and Brazilian is not normal?
Well, no, saying? I'm saying where I live, right here in goddamn United States of fucking America.
The fucking America. Conversion didn't have that as last fucking song. Fuck yeah.
The one that I had had English. It looked just like the American release, I guess.
What was the last song?
Orgasmatron.
Yeah. Was it?
Yes.
You know what? They might have like done that initially and then realized, oh, we fucked up. We should take it off and then we'll do that as like a re-release or bonus track.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. But it was on there.
Interesting.
I can tell you it was on there for
sure.
See,
I have.
Because I listened to that one almost as much as I listened to Dead Embryonic Cells.
I still have my CDs upstairs. I'll have to check.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. See, I think there's a metal conspiracy going on.
I bet you I still have the CD in my garage.
It's just like the Whitesnake thing earlier, man. It's like I know they're lying to me. That's not the original.
Like all my LPs are probably to spray.
They are proudly to spray. Oh my fucking fuck. Damn. Oh, thank you for that.
That's three snorts.
Were they in English or were they something else? Woo, damn. Oh, Proudry. What's so Proudry we have? I'm sorry.
Displayed in my guitar room where my CDs are in a box out in the garage.
Crunches.
They are Proudry. All right, I'm ashamed.
Japanese fans are gonna be like, "Oh, fuck are you?"
I am ashamed of myself. It's 3:33.
I'm totally not ashamed. That was great. Let's go. Got somewhere to be?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to the Actus Reus show tonight.
Infected voice.
Yeah.
That's Jordan Closer. Or not.
Or not.
Don't say she's burned.
Jet has
stuff they do so well.
Jet has the vibe of like the Beach Remains a little bit, like just straight ahead and begin. Well, now I kind of want to hear Orgasmatron, if that was in fact part of the American release.
Well, it's on mine. I'm telling you.
I'm not denying it, bro. I believe in what you're saying. I don't believe that.
You've heard this version, right?
It's good.
I'm sure I had. You know what? They might have played it on Wreckage back in the day.
Probably.
I'm
sure they did. Probably. Yeah. I mean, it's very just loud.
I've heard the Motorhead version. I'm not sure if I've heard this version. I probably
different.
Have heard it.
It's just louder.
I've heard this version more than the Motorhead
really?
Version.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I would imagine this version is probably louder and more distorted and more Sepultura.
Just basically.
Yeah.
It's not fast. It's just the same
song. Well, even the original's not fast. I mean, no, it's kind of doomy Motorhead
droning.
Style. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, here we go.
It's your latest doom metal song, bro. Grab him by the Orgasmatron. Like a weird spot to put that as a closer. Like you'd think they'd put that like at 9 and then put Infective Voice at 10.
Yeah.
For me, I mean, it's like if I'm going to close out an album, I want to close it
hard. I don't know.
Hard.
I don't know. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
I mean, it's still cool. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying.
A little cover at the end, a little Motorhead.
A little bit of variety there, Russell. A little bit. You know what's weird? I used to think when I was younger that Orgasmatron was like some slang term for the, you know, the entertainment center. The downstairs, the rumpus room, the sexual pussy,
the sexual,
the JJ.
Yeah. What's the name of that train thing? The Motorhead.
The Orgasmatron, right?
Yeah.
It's the train.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, trains are like gangbangs, right?
But it has the head of the war pig or whatever.
The dude, fucking the Motorhead dude.
Yeah.
Snaggletooth.
Snaggletooth.
That's the one.
Yeah. Oh, I miss that Lemmy Kilmer.
I do too. I still kind of want to get that Orgasmatron album because I remember the first thing I heard of that ever was like Meme Machine when they had the video on MTV.
Yes.
And it's like I wasn't familiar with Motorhead. I just remember, you know, Laura's like, oh yeah, we're like totally influenced by like Motorhead and fucking all these, you know, Tigers of Poontang and all these other bands you've never fucking heard of. But then I saw that. I was like, fucking hey.
Yeah.
It's like Lemmy wears white boots on stage. I mean, how good is that?
And some Nazi garb occasionally as well.
I mean, that's not so great. But you know what? Nazis never wore white shoes, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to get them something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the Lone Ranger did.
Yeah. He also rode with a Native American, not an Indian.
Were they married?
No. But you know what?
I wonder. It was his lone companion.
It gets a little lonely out there on the trail.
Out there on the range.
And I bet there was a teepee sprouting up here and there. You know what I figured out the other night, totally unrelated to metal or the cowboy?
I love Goblin Cock.
Lone Ranger. The reason I like going first at mics, it's kind of like the same reason I like going first at gangbangs.
If
you don't go first, you're just,
You
gotta
go
first. You gotta go first.
I get it.
You totally gotta go first. Otherwise, you're just, you know,
just throw up in my mouth.
Sticking your dick in a bucket of warm lube. That's all. It's all stretched out, and it's just the steakums.
Woe
all,
to you.
It's like fucked up.
Yeah, just hit buttons until it stops.
Fuck it. That's terrible. I can't really speak to the tracking on this because, I mean, it's just Sepultura, and I think it's. Do you think maybe it would have been better if they'd opened with Dead Embryonic?
No.
Or you think it's good at two?
Honestly,
it's good at two.
Arise is a killer opener,
yeah,
without a doubt.
Sure.
Dead Embryonic, you could have put that anywhere on this album and it would have been
fine.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was just asking for my own
hells to the Sepultura.
Yeah.
And all that you've done for the thrash.
You know what? Based on the comment I just saw there where someone said that, I guess the fans regard this as their last great album. So I guess you'd say, well, if that's the case, then this is their Injustice for All, dude. I'm just saying. Wait a minute. It is their fourth album, is it not? Is it not their fourth album?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I think Injustice for All was the fourth album, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
I don't know, but Chaos AD is good. Roots is good.
Yeah.
Their last album's killer.
Quadra's killer. Yeah. Quadra's probably
fucking amazing.
Of the shit I've heard, that's because I've got, let's see, I've got Chaos AD, I've got Against, I think I've got Nation.
I haven't heard anything after, and I do have Chaos Quadra. Until Quadra. But
Against is good. That's the first one with Derek Green on the vocals.
I do know for a fact when we went and saw them, I didn't know half the songs they played, but they were fucking killer.
Yeah,
yeah,
they were killer.
Yeah.
Oh, the mediator between the head and hands must I'm be dying. The heart is also good.
All right, so
it's just all balls, but Quadra's awesome too. But anyway, so hail to the Sepultura.
Yeah.
Arise.
And fuck, next time I see you fucks, I'll be suntan and probably having liver failure. So
don't do that, dude. The only reason I say that is because apparently, and this is kind of freaky, so someone I know at a place where I go to write regularly and purchase things to consume recently passed away. I think services today from liver failure.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know if it was necessarily due to drinking, but I think that exacerbated the problem. Well, then I found out literally a week after she'd passed, a dude I went to college with passed from basically the same thing.
Oh, well, sorry.
So now I'm like, fucking
I didn't mean
A.
to make fun.
No, you're not making fun at all. But my point is Georgia, get off your fucking ass and make weed legal so people would quit dying from booze and they could just have weed and then they would not die from, you know, booze and liver stuff. You know,
I'll probably die from booze and weed if it was legal, but I'm just
actually, you shouldn't smoke weed and do booze because apparently weed jacks up the alcohol in your blood and stuff like that. But you know what? We're not doctors and you don't have to fucking listen to a word we say.
Fuck, that's right.
You know what? Your bladder is fucking. You're going to suffer from bladder failure.
A little weak today. Well, this morning
I've had 17 beers.
No, I've had four beers. But before I came here, I had a sweet tea that was like a bucket.
Bro.
It was huge. Yeah.
It's totally huge. It's totally massive.
It was massive.
It was the biggest huge bucket tea. Ever. It was a huge tea.
It was the biggest tea you've ever seen.
It's the biggest tea. It's huge. It was like the Empire. Okay, we'll stop so you can get pee. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. I'm just looking at the calendar trying to figure out when we're going to do this shit again. So,
yeah.
You guys,
I'm going to be on a boat.
With some hoes?
Yeah, with some hoes.
That's going to be fucking good, dude.
Yeah, I'm
excited. Looking forward to the stories.
Yeah.
Indeed, that'll be a P-word episode right there.
I'm going to be going to some third world countries doing some third world shit. So hopefully I'll have stories.
Yeah.
All right. Love you.
Bring me back a teenage hooker and some blow. All right.
Cool.
Alrighty. We're out of here. Right. See you next time, kids.
Till the next.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, everyone. This is frickin' Dr. Eviler coming at you live from the Metal Nerdery 33rd Floor Inverted Underground Bunker Poon Studio Gift Shop. If you're unable to get down to the depths of the bowels of the Bunker Poon Studios, you may go check out metalnerdery.com/merch and make a perch of some merch. Dr. Evil out.
I just had to put it in there.
Just threw up in my mouth like a bucket. It was huge. I gotta piss.
Balls fell asleep. It's all bullshit. There's no moon.
When I was Conrad Birdie in Bye Bye Birdie, we're probably to spray.